Art on the River is over at Kiefer Park, which is a great location right on the St. Clair River. There's going to be a lot of artists, crafters, food, beer, wine, and music. And Jim Somerville puts all that together. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Paul.
You spend all year lining up bands for this event, and you've got a great lineup this year, it looks like.
Yeah, it's one of our strongest years, I'd have to say. I'm really happy with the way things have gone. And, you know, we've moved the location over to Kiefer, mm-hmm. Kiefer Park because of road construction on Quay Street. And I think that's where we're going to stay, is over in Kiefer Park.
It just seems like
Park.
A great spot. Absolutely.
It is. It is. You know, so if we get a really blistering hot day, it's lawn instead of pavement getting.
Yeah.
Because a couple of years ago, it was really hot, and the pavement yep. was so hot that people wanted to stay in the tent rather than go out and stand in front of the band and watch, you know, until evening when it was cooled down a little bit. Now, our headline act this year, Derek St. Holmes, I heard your interview with him a little
what
earlier.
What a character. He is going to put on a fun show.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And in his band, a local guy, Dave Kiswinney, was a bass player that spent a lot of time in Port Huron. And had a band called My Friends that played the Blue Goose, which was later known as Boardwalk and Park Place, and Lee's Garage, which now the guys that do our stage and lighting, the Hoffman Brothers, bought that, and they're calling it the Riviera because originally it was the Riviera Theater.
Oh, okay.
And Dave, in about 79, started playing with Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm.
Derek had already been playing with him at that time, and at that point, those guys, they were in the heyday of
yep.
Ted Nugent,
right.
when all the hit songs were happening, and when you heard a lot of Ted Nugent on the rock radio in the Detroit area, it was always Derek St. Holmes singing.
Yeah.
And all the big hits are Derek's vocals and
right.
writing and... You know, that's his sound, and so, you know, in a way, it's kind of like the Ted Nugent show.
Absolutely.
Without Ted.
Yeah, I know, so. I didn't get into this with Derek when we talked about his relationship with Ted, because I know they had a separation at one time. They kind of got back together at some point, so I don't know what the relationship's like, but I know the music lives on. It's fantastic, and Derek St. Holmes is that Ted Nugent sound, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, and well, Derek, obviously, if he didn't just play with Ted Nugent.
Right.
He did a couple of projects with Brad Whitford from Aerosmith, and has two albums about 20 years apart, something like
yeah.
that. And he's also, let's see, checking my notes here. He was in the soundtrack for the movie Dazed and Confused.
Cool.
And on the soundtrack for the TV show, That 70s Show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the songs, you may recognize Stranglehold, Hey Baby, Just What the Doctor Ordered, Stormtrooper,
mm-hmm.
and a few others that I'm sure he'll whip out for
yeah.
the crowd. And as he told you this morning, that
they take requests.
They take requests.
Shout it out. They'll play it.
Yeah.
So they go on around 8:30 tomorrow night, is that right?
8:30 is their official start time.
Okay.
I guess we'll see. But
we'll see.
Before Derek plays, we also have Jim McCarty's Mystery Train. And Jim McCarty was the original guitarist with Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Then they later had the band called Detroit and their famous cover of the Lou Reed song Rock and Roll. And and then a group Cactus after that.
Mm-hmm.
That had a couple of the original members from Vanilla Fudge, Tim Bogert and Carmen Appice. And Carmine actually ended up playing with Ted Nugent with Dave and
right.
Derek for a period of time. And then the Rockets. And Rockets had a big string of hits during the late 70s, early 80s. And we're in concert and on TV and the various...
Right.
shows and we still hear their music on the radio now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great.
Yeah. And all during that period of time, Jim McCarty, he always wanted to have a blues band on the side. And it was kind of his thing. He liked mm-hmm. the blues. He liked playing blues. And so that's kind of his thing at this point in time. He's he's a real great guitarist, and he's had a lot of history, and it's probably one of the only people that you could actually say has recorded with both Jimi Hendrix and Bob Seger.
Wow.
Now, what's another guitarist doing recording with Jimi Hendrix? I have no idea.
Right, exactly.
But apparently that's in part of his bio. So
that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So he'll be playing tomorrow afternoon?
He's playing at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Before Derek.
Okay.
Now, as far as the rest of the lineup goes, mm-hmm. before that, before Jimmy McCarty's band, we have Roadside Rick and the Breakdowns. Mm-hmm. Now, they are also a blues and rock outfit, three-piece band. They've played at Art on the River before, not for a couple of years, but they opened for Rio in the Rockabilly Revival
A
couple of years ago. And these guys really cook, mm-hmm. and I encourage everybody to make sure you're there to catch Roadside Rick and the Breakdowns. Good friends of mine, and they're really good. In fact, their bass player, Dave Castillo, was part of the Art on the River Citizens for a Vibrant Community crew last year and was a big help. This year, apparently, he got so busy with the band that and his other endeavors. He's a real estate agent as well.
That's terrific.
And just want to give a shout-out to the boys in Roadside Rick and the Breakdowns.
Cool.
They said they'd be listening at the shop. So, Rick, how you doing? Hope you're having a good time. Look forward to it. I'm telling you, bring it tomorrow.
All right.
And Fifth Avenue plays before them.
Oh, they're great.
Yes, they are. They are a hot jazz and funk five-piece group. Mm-hmm. Jack and Alyssa Wellington heading that up. And we're really looking forward to those guys.
Yeah, Jack is a fantastic bass player.
Oh, he is. He's in another league. he's really got it going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Before that, starting out the day, Sheila Landis was with us last year.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it was raining while she was doing her performance, and I'm really hoping that that doesn't happen again this year.
It's not gonna.
But we're really looking forward. She's got a new album. She is the seven-time outstanding female jazz vocalist at the Detroit Music Awards. So she's got it going on.
No doubt about it.
You know, if you get a chance to hear her latest CD, they really have some cool stuff going on. And in fact, she even has a bit of a nod towards Jimi Hendrix, which is kind of interesting. Does a cover of Little Wing, but it doesn't sound like the Hendrix version. It sounds like a Sheila Landis. She's really great at scat singing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, very very accomplished jazz singer. Now, Sunday, the music continues, mm-hmm. obviously, and we start out the day at 1:30 in the afternoon with the Barones. And the Barones, they're kind of a new folk, new new grass kind of I don't know. It's a bit of acoustic music, but they have a lot of different things that they do. And you, right off the bat, when you see them, you think you're going to get one thing, but they end up having so much going on.
Yeah, that's a great description. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's these guys, you think they're going to be like a sleepy folk band, but all of a sudden these guys are just kicking it and bringing it, and really, they're really, really good.
Stuff. That's Sunday afternoon?
That's Sunday afternoon, starting at 1:30, the Barones. Following them, we have Los Gringos.
Mm-hmm.
And Los Gringos are a local group. Eddie Stevens and Bob Kerrigan, Johnny Blaschel, and Dave Taylor. These guys are well-known around the area and are always a fan favorite around town. Everybody has known these guys forever because they've always been playing around Port Huron. And so we're really looking forward to their show. They played for us last year.
Great.
And then rounding out the day, on Sunday, we have the Gasoline Gypsies.
Oh, man, they are fun.
Gasoline Gypsies, they have been touring all over the country, supporting two CDs they have out, Killing Time and Vagabundos. And apparently Vagabundos refers to their fan base. I believe that's what that is. And They just got an award, the Detroit Music Awards, as well as the Bay Area Review Magazine Awards in Bay City.
That's outstanding. They're really starting to gain some steam.
They are gaining some steam. Yep. And they've been playing in northern Michigan. They've been playing in all these other states. And
always nice to have the Gasoline Gypsies come home.
We're really looking forward to it. And these guys play starting at 4:30 in the afternoon,
Sunday, after
the Los Gringos. And starting the day out, once again, the Barones, these guys, I'm really looking forward to seeing these guys because they're good friends of mine, and they're just, you know, and Jeff Barron is the, he's part of the Blue Water Festival committee. And he's always had something to do with putting the music on for that as well.
He's every musician's friend in Port Huron.
I'll tell you what,
what a great lineup for 2 days of music on Saturday and Sunday at Art on the River in Kiefer Park. And really, those are mostly, if not local, Port Huron bands, Detroit area acts. I mean, we're really blessed to have some great talent in this area, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I won't be playing this year. Because
You're the man behind the scenes.
Yes, I'm the man behind the scenes. I told everybody, I said, look, you know, I've been there for the last 2 years, so it's my turn to take the year off. So, although this would have been a great year to be part of it.
Right, yeah, you've got
one of our bigger shows here. So
it is a big show, a couple of days of music at Art on the River this weekend. Jim Somerville, thanks for telling us about it. Have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather, so you're going to have a big crowd there, I think.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks,
all right,
Paul.
Jim, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Jim Somerville with us on WPHM.